Well, elsewhere on Capitol Hill, the IRS came under fire for a second day in a row. Today, the fire was from conservative groups big and small. The chair of the National Organization for Marriage testified that the IRS was behind the leak of donor Mitt Romney's name to the media last year. Leaders of local Tea Party groups told of up to 3 years of delays in applications for tax-exempt status, unreasonable requests, and a chilling effect on donors because of what the IRS has now acknowledged was improper scrutiny. Here's Becky Gerritsen, who with her husband, founded the Lorenz County Tea Party in Alabama.
What the government did to our little group in Wetumpka, Alabama, is un-American. It isn't a matter of firing or arresting individuals. The individuals who sought to intimidate us were acting as they thought they should in a government culture that has little respect for its citizens. I'm not interested in scoring political points. I want to protect and preserve the America that I grew up in. The America that people cross oceans and risk their lives to become a part of. And I'm terrified it is slipping away.
Josh Hicks writes for The Washington Post. He's on his cell phone right outside the committee room. Josh, sounds pretty impassioned.
Yeah, there were a few different witnesses there today who, you know, their voices cracked and they sort of broke down a little bit when they were talking about, you know, God and liberty and freedom and the America that they grew up in.
Yeah, tell us some of the other groups. I'm reading the list. San Fernando Valley Patriots, the Lynchpins of Liberty. What were some of the other things they said?
Well, interestingly, one group had said that their private information, this was a anti-same-sex marriage group. They had said that their information was, I don't want to get anybody in trouble here, but I think they said it was linked to maybe the Human Rights Watch and posted on their website, and then subsequently they were, you know, their members were harassed by that organization who had, you know, received the private information.
Yeah.
And so that was fairly new, and there were kind of accusations that this was, you know, a felony offense and that there should be, you know, prosecution resulting from that.
Well, it seems from what we're hearing that some of the testimony also underscored what the IRS agents have to deal with. The leader of the Coalition for Life in Iowa said she learned that in order to get status as a tax-exempt social welfare organization, that's what this is about, these groups that have political arms but also want to have a tax-exempt social welfare arm, that she was told her group had agreed not to protest at Planned Parenthood, and she wondered if they went there and prayed, if that was a protest. I mean, did anyone also raise, after this testimony, the issue of how complicated this is?
Yeah, you mean the qualifying for tax exemption,
right,
who qualifies and who doesn't. Yeah, that's definitely a big issue. That's something especially Democrats have focused on. And even, you know, even Chairman Camp, a Republican from Michigan, you know, he's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's, I think, calling for tax reform and basically saying, look, this the tax code is just too complicated. Not even the rank and file our IRS employees quite know how to, you know, how to handle it.
Yeah. Josh Hicks, who writes for Federal Eye for the Washington Post. Josh, thanks so much.